Just to follow up yesterday's post-game press conference, you know, I thought I mentioned that I was disappointed for, obviously, for the outcome for our players, because I just they deserve to feel good about themselves, because they've worked their tails off all year and done everything we've asked. And, you know, to have a 14-point lead in fourth quarter, that's the second time on the road that we've had that and gone into overtime and not come out on top. Those are things that are tough lessons to learn, but I think they're lessons that we've got to learn from. And but I was very proud of the way they played, very proud of their effort. It was outstanding. I liked the production that we had on offense, and, you know, obviously the production against us was high as well. So we need to find a way to complement all three phases, and I think if we start doing that, we got a chance to win more games.
Any decision yet? Who the backup quarterback will be this Sunday?
No, I think Blaine is questionable right now for with his injury. That'll be discussed further as we go with that forearm.
Was his health the only issue there? Is Gavin's health the only issue?
No.
To determine who the starting quarterback
No, that's not the only issue. Chad Henne will start this week for us this Sunday. And that's based on his performance yesterday. And I think Blaine's injury is still up in the air. It's still questionable about his strength in that hand from the injury, same as it was yesterday. So I'd be cautious to say he has a chance to play this week, but Chad will start this week.
And if he was healthy, then Chad's good.
That's what I just.
Any more specifics on Gavin's injury? Got hit in the elbow before
him? I got hit in the arm, but has some weakness being able to grip a ball, let alone grip it and throw it.
Mike, will you make an adjustment with the roster depending on Blaine's status?
Yes. Again, it's all based on how that comes out towards the end of the week. So we'll see. I think it's a day-to-day thing, to be honest with you, with the injury.
Mike, what do you like best about obviously the numbers were great for Chad, but the way he conducted the offense?
Well, he's been a starter in the league, and – you know, he's played like that. He's had some success at that position. So, you know, again, he was brought in here in case something happened to Blaine to step in there and produce, which he did yesterday. And I just like, you know, he prepares like he's a starter every week. That's one thing about it. I think he's helped. He's been as much of a help for Blaine's progress as anybody. And I think, you know, he prepares every week, just like he's going to play every down. He goes out to the practice field, doesn't get all the reps, but he mentally goes through everything that can take place, watches a lot of film, has taught our young guys how to watch film and actually understand what they're watching, what they're looking for, and, you know, it just showed up on the tape yesterday, you know, on the field.
What was the difference for Chad between coming in that game and coming in the Oakland game? Obviously very different outcome, but what was the difference for him?
Well, we made some plays, really made some great plays. You know, there's not just made some throws. He made some throws, better throws. We made some plays. We made some things happen after the ball was caught, which we really haven't had a lot of those this year, which we need a lot. That's what we need every week. You see, we see it happen to us week in and week out, and it happened for us yesterday on a positive note, and he gave guys chances to make some of those plays with his throws.
Does this mean that if you do have to make an adjustment at quarterback for John Parker Wilson, if Blaine's deactivated,
we're number two? Yeah, we're still discussing that, Gene, who that would be. But that would be an option, yes.
How do you have to change the offense if you have to change it?
I don't think we change the offense. I think they're comfortable in it. You know, we didn't change anything yesterday. We went with the game plan, and he executed it really well.
Specifically, now, if you looked at film, what was Kenny doing that made the line seem to block better, receivers catching the ball better, and running with it? Were there any one or two things?
Well, I really think we protected well yesterday against that front. I was very proud of those guys. They came in. I thought we were very physical. I think they took a lot of pride in the situation of what we're in, and Whether that had anything to do with who the quarterback was, I think they started out the game the first seven plays that way. But I was very proud of the way they protected. And guys just made plays on the ball when they had a chance. And why did it happen with Chad over Blaine? It happened, though. That's a good thing. That's what we wanted to see, was progress by our players, and that's exactly what they did yesterday. They made something happen when we needed it. But the whole, one of the big emphases was make something happen. Make it happen. Don't hope it happens or wish it happens. It was make it happen. And those guys, I think it took it to heart. I don't know exactly.
But was there progress in terms of guys looking up the hill after catching the ball and making things happen after the catch?
Yeah.
Another part of the development of doing something after the catch.
Well, you hope that's the case. A lot of it is the throw, obviously making a clean catch, catching it on the run. Guys covering and blocking for you, which we had that happen yesterday with Laurent Robinson and Cecil making some blocks on Justin's touchdown. We had guys flying around yesterday. I mean, we had a lot of guys flying around, especially after the catch. There was a lot of great effort in all three areas yesterday, but after the catch, there was a lot. There were some things different in that whole game plan. But no, they didn't. They didn't switch it up.
At this point, what sort of went wrong overall?
Didn't execute as well in the overtime as we did in the start of that game.
Mike, on two separate drives in that first, I believe the first quarter, Chad hit Justin right in stride to allow him to get the ball 60 yards after the catch. There was the throw to Mercedes in the end zone, which is a different type of throw. And then there was a short out route to Justin in which the window was incredibly tight and made that throw. Is that as good as you've seen a quarterback look on film? Because there's about four or five throws.
Well, he made some good throws, yeah, he did. Those were some of those throws, that's where it's got to be thrown. That's where the one to Mercedes is. That's the way it's thrown in practice. That's the way it's designed. It's going to be, in most cases, a jump ball just like that, get it up to where only he has a chance to make it, but he put it where, that ball needs to be.
Other than the obvious, what was Blackman doing yesterday that he hadn't been doing?
He's been getting better every week. For 5 weeks, this guy has come out and prepared extremely well. I mean, a lot of the things he's doing is experience has really helped him, but his speed in practice, everything is fast. I mean, he's just running everything fast like it's game-like speed. And that helps quarterbacks when it comes time to play. They have a feel where he's going to be, when he's going to be there. And, he just happened to get some throws where he got behind people on a couple things and made some plays on it. I mean, really. But he's improving each week. He really and he really wants to, and I think a lot of that is starting to show up in the games.
He clearly seems to be better in the slot.
He's working to be better than outside?
Yes.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say he's trying to get better inside. He's not naturally an inside receiver, but he's definitely trying to get that down. It's a little different than working outside.
You guys expressed confidence in him publicly. Did you have to build him up at all? Is he doubting at all the last couple of games when he didn't get the
ball? He has not shown that. Early on, I could say I could see frustration that he wasn't, and it was more about that he wasn't helping the team. This guy is a very, very competitive player, and he wants good things for the team, but he just likes to compete, and I don't think anything that's said about him, if it does anything, it may drive him to succeed even better. So I've never seen him down about anything. I think we maybe some of that. I think we protected better. I think we did some things route running that was better yesterday. different coverages yesterday than we've been facing, different coverages than we were even anticipating that we had to adjust to. So, but some of that is, yes, because of how much game experience and how many starts that Henny's had and plays in this league.
How were they able to pass so many balls late in the game? Did they make adjustments on you?
No, they're the number one team in the NFL for batting balls. They just didn't happen until the fourth quarter. That was a big emphasis to try to keep their hands down, and for the most part we did, except for when it came to crunch time. They got them up. And
Mike, you talked about the progress that you made on offense. Go to the other side of the ball. Is there concern defense took a step back, special teams took a step back, or just some plays that...
No, we have to got to watch the film again just to really evaluate it truly and fairly to see where our shortcomings were. We know we have some in different areas. They did a good job of exposing us a little bit, some of our weaknesses in our schemes. And, they've got the players to do it, especially when they spread us out like they did yesterday. You've got to get a rush on. You got to get close to putting the quarterback under some pressure. When there's a five guys blocking four, there's some one-on-one matchups. We got to just do a better job of getting pressure, because if not, those guys got a lot of area to cover outside, and they had a good scheme to attack us with good players running it.
Sorry. On the third and fourth play prior to the Texans scoring their game time touchdown in regulation, did Justin not get turned around quickly enough, or did Chad kind of fire that ball in a little too quickly because he had to?
No, it was I'm not talking to Justin about it. But right before the ball gets to him, 29, and has his hand literally in the throwing lane. I mean, it would have been a difficult catch. We think we'd like him to catch that kind of ball, but it was not like it wasn't a throw. It wasn't, a complete drop that it was right to. I mean, it was a flash right before the ball got to him by a defender, again, trying to bat the ball down. He didn't bat it, but he was enough of a distraction to have a drop, because that ball would have gone a long ways had he caught it a long ways.
What were they going to drop the ball off Justin's helmet right here?
Well, it actually went off his right here, right in his face. Yeah. He was looking right at it, but
what's the thinking behind giving the players today off?
I thought they deserved it. I thought they deserved some good. I think they've deserved good for a number of weeks now, and they haven't really had anything happen in their favor, and I felt like with the way they prepared and the way they played and the effort that they gave, I just felt like, and plus, an overtime game, I just think they needed that time off to themselves and come back in here Wednesday fresh, ready for the Titans.
Thanksgiving disrupt your normal schedule at all?
No, we'll just start earlier in the day and get the same work in. Just going to start earlier.
Mike, what does this mean now for Blaine going forward? There's so much thought that this last 6-7 weeks was...
I still think he's progressed. I think Blaine will handle it just like he has. He has been, I don't know if you saw, but on the sideline, the number one guy out on the field every time there's something positive happening was Blaine. He is totally into this thing, and this is no different. This is just, we're trying to find a way to produce and win, just like we did with Parmalee yesterday. We've tried to do some things at left guard. We've done some things at nose tackle. Cecil has gone out there and done. We're just trying to find ways to see if we can be more productive. That's all. It's no different.
You mentioned Parmalee. What is the running back situation right now?
Well, our starter is still injured. He's getting better with Maurice, and I think we'll stick with Parmalee right now and work in Shad like we did yesterday in a rotation.
Yeah,
absolutely. That was probably our most productive day on kickoff returns.
What about Kozlowski's game yesterday? Despite all the yards, he was 0-1 guy, and the number of tackles and impact plays he made.
All over the field. Obviously there is a lot of production when you have 94 snaps to be a part of, but he's all over the field, and he's been that way all year. I mean, he's been that interception was big for us. He's a great player for us. I wouldn't say no chance, but it's very questionable. Yeah.
This being Thanksgiving, what's Mike Bedard be thankful for? Other than the obvious.
I'm very thankful that I can, in regards to this team and this organization, that I get a chance to be around a bunch of guys like I am, players and coaches that are special, even with the record that we're at. And I enjoy coming in here every day to work, and I think they still do. And I still think there's things ahead for us in a good fashion. And as long as we keep doing, if we can play like we did yesterday again with that kind of effort and that kind of execution, good things are ahead. And I think those guys know that. So I'm thankful to be around a bunch of guys like this. He's in the concussion program. Lowry is going to be limited, but he is going to work back into with the team function, you know, the team portions of the practice. Rasheen, again, will be working with Thomas Slinski and possibly working back in later on in the week with the team.
Almost unanimous support for your decision not to punt in overtime. Any thought at all about giving Scobie a shot from 60-plus?
No.
Did you know what anger was that?
Why take him to third round?
No, I didn't, but I'm not sure he even knew he was that fast. I mean, that's he and Parmalee the week before on the interception at the end of the game, you know, clearly not as fast as the guys that were returning the interceptions or the punt, but something deep down, they found a way to make a play. It was an outstanding play, outstanding.
My first and goal at the 6 on the time, Parmalee was his fourth. What was the mix up there?
Just on the double team block, you know, we just, you know, unfortunately we had run the play earlier a number of times and we were getting positive yards, and, you know, there's not a lot of people in this league that can block J.J. Watt. I mean, I'm talking about very impressed with this guy. If they want my vote, he's got mine today. No, that was very disappointing at the 6 to not finish off the game right there, obviously, but just missed the block. The noise, could not hear the formation in the huddle. There was a mix-up with one guy in the huddle, and had to call a timeout there, unfortunately.
The difference between playing home and away got even bigger yesterday. How can you be so competitive on the road, so non-competitive at home? Any ideas yet?
I just hate the word non-competitive because I think – That
it's like it's never a really good contest. But on the road, you're playing.
No, I can't explain it. I can't explain it. I'm not going to try to. I'd like to think that that's going to change every time we step on the field at home, because I know our guys are glad to be home and want to be home in front of our fans and want to show what we're capable of doing, just like we do when we're on the road. I know they want to do that for the fans. And hopefully that's the case this weekend.
Not driving you a little bit crazy?
No. Some of the things that have happened this year, I wouldn't believe, unless I was actually experiencing them myself, that we've gone through. You know, the one thing, like I said earlier, I think you got a group that is still coming in here and still preparing to win on Sundays and still go on the field believing they're going to win the games regardless where, when, who it is, and that's all that matters, and that's the way we're going to finish this season off.